This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, we found that Jonah received the word of God. We also saw how Jonah rejected the word of God and, in essence, rejected God and was trying to run away from him. In the process of running from God, he was confronted by the sailors on the ship during that fierce storm with questions about who he was, where he came from, and what he was doing. In response, Jonah stuttered out a witness for God. Now, I pointed out in our last visit that Jonah was as poor a witness as you could imagine. His life totally contradicted what he was sharing. But to his credit, he honestly said he was running from God. In spite of this, God honored his word and graciously brought these sailors to himself. Notice, however, their initial response when Jonah told them he was the guilty one, and if they wanted to be saved, they should just throw him overboard. They didn't feel right about doing that. They endeavored to solve the problem their own way by trying to row to shore in the midst of the storm, but they got nowhere. It's not uncommon when witnessing to people for them to respond by saying they need to stop doing certain things and start going to church and reading the Bible. What they're saying is that they hear the message, but they want to respond to it in their own way. If you're in a similar situation, and if that's your response, then listen. God has a message for you. Stop trying to win or earn God's favor. Just believe God's word and obey it. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.